This is KYUK, Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. With Thanksgiving approaching, health officials are urging everyone in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta to stay home this holiday to prevent spreading COVID-19. Hospitals across the state are filling up, and cases could soon overwhelm the local healthcare system. When patients in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta need advanced medical care, they are usually sent to the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. But ANMC is over capacity with COVID patients. ANMC has opened an alternate care site on its campus to hold the overflow and is dedicating another hospital wing to COVID patients. Its critical care unit is nearly full. There are now multiple critical patients who require individual nursing and are lying on their stomachs in prone position to help them breathe. ANMC Acting Administrator Dr. Robert Anders said during a virtual town hall Monday night that the critical care unit is so full and so challenged that it cannot hold all the hospital's acute patients.
So we're extremely tenuous right now.
20% of COVID patients hospitalized at ANMC require critical care, and the staffing and beds in critical care units across the state are limited. With the COVID cases increasing statewide, he expects the situation to worsen. He says the time to control the spread of COVID is now. Dr. Ellen Hodges, chief of staff for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, agrees.
Now is the time to act to reduce our caseloads and try to prevent us from completely overwhelming the entire healthcare system.
So far, the Regional Health Corporation has been able to medevac every patient who needs advanced care to another hospital in the state. And Hodges says the Bethel Hospital has been able to admit every patient who needs care for COVID pneumonia. She wants to keep it that way.
We're sort of in the yellow status. We're like a little bit on the edge of tipping over, but with the increasing case counts every day, more and more cases, I'm concerned that we will reach this capacity soon.
The YK Delta has the highest COVID case rate in the state. Across the region, the rate is about 237 per 100,000 people. The Kuzilvac census area along the lower Yukon is even higher, at 455 per 100,000 people. In the city of Bethel, the case rate is higher still, at 475 per 100,000 people. Because cases in the region are so high, many people are likely carrying the virus and don't know it, but are still able to spread it to others. State epidemiologists estimate a third of people with COVID never show symptoms. YKHC is encouraging everyone in the region to get a COVID test to identify who is carrying the virus, and it's asking everyone to hunker down. If cases overwhelm the local healthcare system, there might not be anywhere else to send patients. Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, says most hospitals in the state are full on most days. And with cases rising nationwide, it's becoming harder to send patients out of state. And it's also hard to get healthcare workers to come into the state. We're reaching a tipping point. When hospitals in other states have overflowed, excess deaths have followed. There aren't enough healthcare workers to treat COVID patients and also emergent cases such as strokes, heart attacks, and appendicitis. Zink says it'll take everyone working together to avoid that.
This is not going to last forever. This is the time to dig deep, all of us, and really limit our spread. Not travel, not gather, wear a mask, keep our distance.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has urged every community in the region to lock down for a month. Most communities have done so. In more pandemic news, the Lower Kuskokwim School District, like most districts in the YK Delta, will be in high-risk mode with remote learning through the end of the semester. This action comes at the recommendation of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. The status of sports like basketball and wrestling won't be known for another 2 months. At its last meeting, the LKSD School Board voted to halt all sports activities until its January 27th meeting. That means even if in-person school resumes at the beginning of January, sports will remain on pause. In municipal news, Before the Bethel City Council tonight are minor updates to the city's airport testing mandate. Some of the language is changed to refer to new state health orders. The existing requirements for testing and quarantining for people arriving in Bethel would remain the same. Not on the agenda is a lockdown mandate. Last week, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation urged the entire YK Delta to lock down for a month. Since then, most villages in the Delta have enacted their own lockdown restrictions. Last month, the Bethel City Council passed a hunker down resolution, which asks but does not mandate that people stay home as much as possible. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has the highest COVID infection rate in Alaska. Another item on the agenda would grant the city manager more budgetary discretion. The city manager can currently make purchases up to $5,000 without the council's permission. The proposed ordinance would increase that limit to $12,500. The ordinance cites inflation as part of the reason for the change. The $5,000 figure has not been updated since the early 1980s. Tune into KYUK for a live broadcast of Bethel City Council's regular meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m. Lastly, in our daily COVID count, YKHC announced 100 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, over half of them in Akiak. In alphabetical order by community, there were 62 cases in Akiak, 12 in Bethel, 2 in Chivac, 1 in Eek, 3 in Amonok, 9 in Congegonac, 3 in Gweethluk, 1 in Mountain Village, 1 in Nabuskiak, 3 in Pilot Station, 1 in Russian Mission, 1 in Tuliksac, and 1 in an unnamed village. There are 537 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 1,931 cases, 13 medevacs, 27 Bethel hospitalizations, and 11 deaths. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdoon coming up.